This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden renewed his attack on U.S. President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic at Thursday's final debate before the November 3rd election. The televised encounter in Nashville, Tennessee, represents one of Mr. Trump's last remaining opportunities to reshape a campaign dominated by a pandemic that has killed more than 221,000 people in the United States and devastated the economy. The first segment of the debate was far more civil than the candidates' first clash in September, when Mr. Trump's constant interruptions and exchanges of personal insults derailed the evening. U.S. officials say Russian hackers have targeted dozens of state and local networks in recent days. Mike Rossi reports.
With less than 2 weeks to go to Election Day, U.S. officials say Russian hackers have been targeting dozens of state and local networks in the United States, and data was stolen from at least two servers. The advisory comes from the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency. The advisory did not specify any victims who were targeted, but added, there is no information that any election or government operations have been affected. A Russian state-sponsored group, alternately known as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear, is believed to be responsible for the attacks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The United States is condemning what it calls excessive use of force by the Nigerian military for firing on unarmed demonstrators. Amnesty International says at least 38 people, including 12 in the capital Lagos, were killed by the Nigerian army and police in a on protesters Tuesday that drew international condemnation. For more information, whenever you need it, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. France on Thursday extended the anti-COVID curfew in place in nine cities to large parts of the country. That means 46 million people are now being forced to stay indoors at night. The new measures will take effect from midnight on Saturday, with the Prime Minister saying the coming months will be hard. U.S. regulators have approved the first drug to treat COVID-19. It is an antiviral medicine given through an IV for patients needing hospitalization. Its maker, Gilead Sciences, says Thursday that the drug is approved for people at least 12 years old who need hospitalization for their coronavirus infection. Meanwhile, AP's Mike Hempen reports, although job losses in the U.S. appear to be easing, a full economic recovery from the pandemic remains far off.
Job growth has slowed for three straight months, and the economy is still almost 11 million jobs short of its pre-pandemic level. The unemployment rate remains high at just under 8%, and major companies have been announcing layoffs. Amtrak says it will cut 2,400 jobs unless Congress approves emergency aid as part of another stimulus bill.
That is AP's Mike Hempen reporting. The Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday voted in Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat despite a Democratic boycott, clearing the way for a final Senate confirmation vote planned for Monday. Reuters' Jonah Green has more.
We did it. Judge Barrett's going to the floor.
Less than 2 weeks before the presidential election, the Republican-led U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday approved President Donald Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to a lifetime Supreme Court seat, despite a Democratic boycott. Speaking on the steps of the Capitol, Democratic senators expressed outrage over what they saw as a rushed process.
Democrats will not lend a single ounce of legitimacy to this sham vote in the Judiciary Committee.
Thursday's vote clears the way for a full Senate vote on Barrett's confirmation planned for Monday.
That is Reuters' Jonah Green reporting. China on Thursday threatened to make a legitimate and necessary retaliation over the U.S. sale of $2 billion worth of missiles to Taiwan as Beijing becomes increasingly strident over its claims to the self-ruled island. On Wednesday, the U.S. State Department approved the sale of 135 air-to-ground missiles to Taiwan. Democratic and self-ruled Taiwan lives under constant threat by authoritarian China, whose leaders view the island as part of their territory. For the very latest on the pandemic and also the U.S. election, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.